With a population just under 11 million and an annual GDP of about $300 billion, Greece is ranked 41st in a list of the world's industrialized countries. But with a sovereign debt nearly double its annual output, Greece is one of the weakest links in what's become a protracted European crisis. Simon Johnson is an economist at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The European Union is more than a quarter of the world's output, and they have brought upon themselves and mismanaged a very serious crisis. So I'm afraid that the implications for many countries are going to be quite dire.
Many see Greek elections in June as a referendum on the tough austerity measures demanded by the European Union in exchange for bailouts. But it's a referendum that could result in Greece becoming the first to leave the Eurozone. Analysts say a messy divorce could lead to higher borrowing costs for weaker economies, plunging countries such as Spain and Italy deeper into recession. The financial ripples could reach across the Atlantic, shaving as much as 1% off U.S. growth. Enough, says economics professor Peter Morici, to halt an already tepid U.S. recovery.
We are only growing at about 2% a year right now. If we took another half a point off that, we're getting down to a level that can't be sustained. The economy could likely tumble into a recession.
Despite its minimal exposure to Greece, analysts say the threat of a double-dip recession in the world's largest economy would be enough to roil already shaky financial markets. Banks with greater exposure to European debt could see a run on deposits. Some would face outright collapse. Even faster-growing economies in Asia can expect sharp declines as exports to the West dry up. Ironically, Morici says Greece would be better off with a carefully managed exit from the monetary union, but he doesn't think that will happen.
I expect the Greeks to elect a government that will keep them in the Eurozone and that will implement the austerity program, and that Greece will continue to cycle downward. This time next year, we'll be talking about 25% unemployment in Greece, much more than 50% youth unemployment, young professionals leaving the country, and Greece slipping into developing country status.
Europe's central bank chief Mario Draghi has acknowledged the severity of the crisis, describing Europe's present course as unsustainable. But even as he calls for urgent reforms, others insist Europe's experiment in a common currency has failed, pointing to Greece as an example of why it hasn't worked. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.